there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Tyrese Maxey was supposed to be sick. He was supposed to be ill. He was not supposed to play. These were things I was told earlier today.
It's a flu game. It's whatever. You know, 4 minutes ago when they ripped the ball from his hands. Oh, how does it feel being sick? Mm. I should have recorded you surreptitiously in the back.
Man.
Played it back for America.
Welcome.
You mocked him, and now he's laughing at you.
Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. A minute nine to go in the fourth quarter. And Tyrese Maxey has just hit another heat check shot, his third in a row. It's a three from about 35 feet to give the Sixers a 100-96 lead over the Knicks. It has only been Maxey and Embiid doing anything tonight. Maxey's got 35, 10, and 7. Joel Embiid is 34, 11, and 6. Everybody else is just kind of having fun watching what's going on. Hey, these guys are pretty good. They're the only
and
one.
And Embiid's only playing on one leg.
They're the only ones touching. This is like watching a really good, like a little league team or a, you know, a basketball where only the good players get the ball passed to them. So it's only these guys touching the ball on offense.
Let's just grab it and reach it for America. It's Teen Wolf.
With two wolves instead of one.
Well, someone's got a hand the ball off.
But Maxey and Embiid keep passing it back to each other. Nobody else is touching the ball.
And they shouldn't.
Like they're the only ones.
And at this point, the Knicks haven't figured that out.
Yeah, and it's been a brutal game, and it's been a brutal series for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah,
I mean, let me tell you right now. It's not, you know, look, obviously it's going on. The Knicks are down four. They have the ball with about a minute left to go. But Jalen Brunson has been awful. And what the 76ers decided to do is this is now playoff basketball. We're going to hound you. We're going to put somebody on you, making it more difficult for you to bring the ball up the court. We know that you have a lot of heavy miles on you. We're going to make it difficult for you to distribute the ball. We're going to get the ball out of your hands. They are doing everything to make his life miserable, and Jalen Brunson has been awful. He was bad in the first game, but he got bailed out. He's been worse tonight. He is 7-for-26. Tonight for the Knicks. They put their biggest lead up over the Sixers, which was 7, when he was off the floor. I mean, he is just struggling so much. His jumpers are short. The Knicks look exhausted. They've been fighting tooth and nail for the last 20 minutes, but everything looks like it's short now. Josh Hart had a wide open three, and it was about a foot and a half short, bounced off the front of the rim. If I could say anything, I would say the Knicks are getting tired. They can't chase Maxey across the floor anymore, and the Sixers have waited to throw this last punch counter punch game, and right now it's a 4-point lead with a minute left to go.
Well, we've talked about it a lot with the lack of depth from the bench and the short rotation that Thibodeau plays all through the regular season, that eventually it's coming home to roost. And right now,
I didn't think it'd be in the first round.
No,
it'd be game two, but they look exhausted.
They look exhausted. Well, it looked like when we were talking about, you know, off air, you and I about LeBron and AD, the end of game one against the Nuggets. They're bent over when they're supposed to be playing defense. The ball's actually in play, and they're not getting back. That's how exhausted they were at the end. And you're seeing a lot of that with the Knicks right now. The Brunson exchange again. You know, as we're getting ready for the show, they have that lead, and there's a shot of Brunson as they're doing the imagery of, you know, images of the game kind of thing. And he's got his warm-up pullover on the top. And, you know, we're not hearing the audio because, again, we're getting ready for the show. And it's like, well, does he come back in? And you seem disappointed that he actually came back on the court because the ball was moving. You had a flow to the offense. Overall, you know, they've done a pretty good job. They've only turned it over seven times. But the shooting has just been absolutely dreadful. And Maxey, down the stretch, you know, cardio really kicking in because he's just driving in the lane and get whatever he wants.
You know, and I want to say that the big plan coming in, you thought for the Sixers would be, okay, we're going to try to get the ball out of Jalen Brunson's hands. And they've done that. But now, in the last few minutes since he's come back in, they've really just cut off any access route he has to the basket. So every time he looks like he's got the ball and he's there with a chance to create, but every time he looks to move, he looks to move off a screen or looks to move to an open part of the court, they close it up. And there's no lane for him to go with the ball, which means we got to hit our threes. And so that, you know, that's kind of a thing. But I give the Sixers a lot of credit because they are playing fantastic right now. And I did not have on my bingo card Jalen Brunson's going to look bad the first two games of the season of the series against the Sixers. I did not see that coming.
Well, because that was one of the talking points coming out of game one, though. It's like he can't possibly have a game like he did, right? We got a win despite him playing so poorly in game one, and he's been worse in this one. You know, you knew you'd get, you know, some big punches from Philadelphia, but, you know, Embiid, the question about his leg, Maxey, as you talked about, was reportedly ill and, you know, the intestinal fortitude. Now we put it on that game and we can start debating where he ranks in the all-time great playoff performances when sick, 877. No, I'm just kidding. You could do that at Swollen Dome, right? How about a Fresca? If you feel so inclined. You know, because you want to take shots at the Knicks. But, yeah, for Brunson, the expectation was, all right, he regroups and he comes back as a better version. Give Nick Nurse and the Sixers credit. They've done a good job of limiting him and getting the ball out of his hands late, and he's frustrated as hell. He's just trying to throw anything up when he has any open look for a brief second.
I mean, there's no, and I expected the Sixers, look, how are you going to win this series? You can't just let Brunson create and get in and score 40 a game, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously playoff defense is going to be different and how they're going to approach things are going to be different. But there's been no rise up by Brunson. There's been no, hey, we're going to figure out this game a little bit differently because I can't make shots or they're closing off my way to the basket. And Brunson's one of the smartest players in the league. And he just looks like now the Knicks are playing as if it's a situation of, hey, we're just all kind of all over the place and hoping something happens at some point to help us. Like we're waiting for divine intervention to come and help us. Like that's kind of where the Knicks are at and where they are with the Sixers the last few minutes in this game.
Well, it's funny as you say that. You know, he shoots a corner three that bounces straight up and in. So a little basketball gods. The shooting gods giving him a little bit of love, and now they're owning the offensive glass.
I always love Villanova. Villanova, 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 Villanova. Whoa! In the last 30 seconds, as Mike Harmon has been very loquaciously telling you.
I was breaking it down brilliantly.
Jalen, you know, Brunson
hitting the boards and
puts up a really bad three from the corner. It hits the front of the rim, bounces straight up, and in. Okay, so now the Knicks are down two. The Sixers turn it over on the inbounds, and Dante DiVincenzo hits a three from the top. Look at him. Yeah, blowing up. This is just like in the national championship. So now the Knicks with a 102-101 lead over the Sixers. 13 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. The Sixers have the ball, and I will tell you one thing. The Knicks may not win this game. And I'll tell you one thing about it. Because, look, Jalen Brunson's been bad.
Now you like them again?
No, I always like them. Come on, man. But you are going to have to take this from their cold, dead hands. Like, that's the thing about this Knicks team, why I love them so much, is that this is a team, they are going to fight you. They're going to throw rocks at you. They are going to fight you with every last bit. They're like the knight in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, loses a couple of arms, loses a leg. I'm still going to fight. Like, that's what the Knicks are. They are in this tooth and nail all the way to the end. It is really something to see. And they fight, and it looked bad. They're down 4 minutes left to go. They hit a shot. They get a turnover. They hit another shot. And now they're leading by one, despite the fact your best player has been awful over the course of the past two games.
Yeah, they've had a couple of instances where everybody is kind of stopping because they're expecting a whistle. Because they've let them be physical. Much of the game, we've had a couple of touch fouls where we look at each other and go, really? You're going to call that?
Yeah.
In this case, the inbound comes to Maxey and kind of gets bounced to the ground, but they rule, incidental contact and, I guess, hand on a ball.
Well, they could have
let it go.
The play before, they could have called because he pushed off of Anunoby to get to the ball, and they didn't call it.
Yeah, they never called it.
Sixers go right to the rim, and it gets blocked. The Knicks with the rebound. Oh,
no play by play.
Tyrese Maxey. What happened, Tyrese Maxey? Oh, I'm going to go right to the rim. They're not going to expect me to go to the rim. Oh, he goes right to the rim, and it gets sent back in his face. Look at Hartenstein, who's been so good off the bench the last few weeks. He's been so
really has been.
Quentin Grimes has a bunch of points.
Grimes has been
the Knicks
so fantastic.
So good. Knicks basketball. Knicks basketball. Knicks.
I really
think Grimes as the inbound defender was
spectacular.
Yeah. Very big deal.
Really did.
Very
his
big
job.
Deal. Look.
But look, DiVincenzo with 19 on the night. Hart once again, 21-15. And we've talked about Hartenstein a ton over the course of the year. The yeoman-like effort that you get from him night after night. He's got 14-8 and obviously a monster block here.
Mm-hmm.
Just lying in wait for Maxey, who's had that opportunity time and again to drive to the lane with such speed and precision.
Looks like they're holding up for a last second three. Tyrese Maxey gives it up. A long three, no good. Knicks win. Go New York, go New York, go. 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 You know, I just want to say, for the Sixers, I just want to say, because look at me. Why would you? You don't even want to look at me right now. You can't even
look
at me.
I'm embarrassed by you.
Go New York. Go New York. Go. Go New York. I did.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I really do think.
Because now Birch has to go and eliminate the first 7 minutes of this part of the hour where it was dire. Oh, they suck. Brunson's terrible. The Knicks are going to give this game away. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now we're singing and dancing.
But if
you're part of that crew excised by the Mets after the first homestand.
Now, wait a minute. This is, hang on a second. I just want to, I want to give credit where credit's due.
Want some pom-poms?
No, I'm going to say something good about the Sixers after this defeat that the Knicks just put on them when they were thumping their chest with a minute left to go. We're going to win. Let me just say this. It's good for the Sixers that they're playing the easier team in the first round or they'd be in trouble. It's good they're playing the easier Knicks, or, two zip might be even worse than that. Whew, man, Paul Reed, he was right.
Well, he was -6 in his 9 minutes tonight. So, you could put it squarely on him.
But the Knicks are an easier team, so it's okay. Birch, we got that final call ready. Where's that final call? Where's that Knicks final call? Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. I can just recreate it. Oh, they missed. Now let's now dial it back a bit. Now
I hate my life.
You're gonna throw up a prayer three at the end,
yeah.
Right? You're gonna throw up a prayer three at the end. Yeah. You're down three, right? You're down three.
Yeah.
If you're the Sixers,
mm-hmm.
Maxey's got the ball.
Yeah,
he just hit one from 35.
Yeah, no, Embiid kicked it out to him,
but with 2 seconds left, he passes off for the last shot? I mean, really? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, you're the, okay, 35 feet out, you need a three. Someone's going to take the shot. It may as well be you. Why aren't you? You've been taking and making heat check shots the entire game. The entire game you've been doing it. And now I'm not going to take it, and I'm going to dish it to Embiid for a bad three. Who do you want taking that three from 25, 30 feet away? You want Maxey taking or Embiid taking? I mean, come on, seriously. How does Maxey give up that ball? I mean, that was crazy. I got it. We're good. We're down. Okay, he's going to take the shot. I'm already thinking, great, he's going to take it from 35 feet. He's going to make it. He's going to trot back to the bench just like he had been during the fourth quarter after big shots. Hey, look at me. I'm so proud of myself. I'm a good player. And he didn't take it.
I got to say.
And he gave it up.
If Embiid had hit that shot, I would have loved to have been able to turn the video camera on. I mean, we have him in studio, so we'll get your celebratory victory out for the
Yeah,
week.
Buddy!
You know, that victory chant and whatever howl that was. But, you know, Embiid did attempt 3.6 three-point shots per game this year. Shot about 39% from three.
No, he did. It's not that he doesn't take. I mean, he had a couple tonight, but yeah. It's you have your guy with the hot hand with the ball. It's a 30-foot, but okay. I'm going to pass it off?
Yeah, well.
Wow. You talk about a guy that well, I don't know if he was afraid of taking that last
shot.
Oh,
look what you did. Look what you did. You just turned it on him. You just took a shovel to the back of his head.
He had just gone down the lane and gotten blocked and gotten Patrick Ewing back out of there by Hartenstein.
Is this where you're going to make the small reference if you were to walk past Maxey right now? Oh, look how small you've become in the final minute.
Like, he gets that shot blocked. And suddenly the Knicks hit free throws. They're up by three. He comes down. I don't want it. How do you pass that off?
You question the man's heart.
Seriously. Well, I can't believe I'm stunned. I'm going, he's going to take it. I hope it misses. Oh, no, he passed. Oh, good. I'm feeling good. Already my stress meter went from like 9.5 or 9.9, and it was down to like 6. When I saw him,
as soon as it went to Embiid.
Okay, yeah, it went down like 9.
What's funny thing is he's so tall and the extension of his arms, there's no arc on his 3-point shot. It's literally a line drive.
Yeah, you know, line drives can work.
Kind of interesting.
Line drives can work.
Until I'm not saying they don't.
But
in this case, no. Knicks win.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go. You know what? I was owed this because I sat
Because
I sat through 9 innings of the Mets getting butchered by the Dodgers yesterday.
You got helmet nachos. Shut up.
I did get helmet nachos, but man.
You got to see a kid hit his first career home run.
I didn't get up out of my seat to cheer once.
You saw Glasnow, who's already thrown so many innings, they're worried his arm's going to fall off by the All-Star
break. I was owed this. They owed this
you
to me.
You got helmet nachos.
Yeah, but I was getting helmet nachos anyway.
Yeah, but that supersedes anything that happens in the game.
Helmet.
Especially
nachos.
In April.
Helmet nachos. I was owed this. No, I'm taking this. I was owed this.
Because really, what would have been even worse for me is if you'd had the parlay. Yesterday's results, say the Mets had won that game, you would have been walking in here with a broom. And while our usual producer, Justin Frostberg, is not here, Ryan Bershinger is in his stead, hosts a popular Dodgers-based podcast, I think you would have been insufferable to him. And then you combine that with the Knicks winning in the fashion they did, it's hell night here on Fox Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm. Go, New York, go, New
Fortunately,
York. Go.
Glasnow had the performance that he did.
Go, New York, go, New York, go.
So you're only going to be this much insufferable.
Go, New York, go, New York, go. Go, New York, go, New York, go. Oh, are you kidding? New York City is going to be like Escape from New York now, the rest of the night tonight.
How is that different
from the
rest?
Guys are riding around in motorcycles. Flames are going to be coming out of
buildings. That's 2024. You not watch the news at night anymore? That's every night.
Send in Snake Plissken. The president's missing. President of what? Don't mess with me, Plissken. Plissken. That was my favorite line. Snake Plissken, the president's missing. President of what? Don't mess with me, Plissken. Except he says, don't blank with me.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Because the president of what?
It's a family show.
We have the final call. Oh, let's hear that final call. play the final call t-shirt unless you want to be fired in the next 5 minutes.
I just remember why I keep taking Mondays off.
The next five. That's good. Take every Monday off.
I will tomorrow. Next Monday then. How about that?
Okay. Tomorrow's not Monday. That'd be Tuesday.
It should be tomorrow by now.
Okay. If you were taking tomorrow, that would be Tuesday.
I'm already dreaming of tomorrow.
You can't take the day after Monday being like Monday the 2nd or the 2nd Monday.
Can I play the final?
Yes.
They need a 3 to tie. Maxi into the front court. 3 seconds to go. Maxi, step back. Right side. Embiid fires the 3. No good. Knicks win game 2. Knicks win 104-101.
There it is. There it is.
Did he ever tell us that that Maxi actually passed the ball?
Yeah,
Embiid?
No.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Look, there's a lot.
Maxi Embiid.
There's a lot to break down with this game.
No, there's.
Yes, there
we
is.
We already did it.
There is. No.
There's, it's a final.
There's 3.5 more hours of this
no!
to break down.
My God, no.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to talk about the Knicks, or do you want to talk about what's behind door number 2?
Anything but this.
Okay, coming up next, the Jets have traded Zach Wilson.
Yeah!
A long national nightmare is over. Yes, we'll have more on that and reaction to this Knicks-Sixers game, because I'll tell you one thing about the Knicks, outside of being the easier team to play in the playoffs. Boy, I'll tell you, they're tough. They're tough. President's missing. President of what? Harvin's not going to be able to speak. Keep it here, Fox.
Stop it!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't even care.
What?
If you play this song
you
the
like
rest
song?
Of the night. I just got to watch the Knicks. I still don't know what happened that last 30 seconds. And then I get to watch the Hurricanes score 4 goals in 10 minutes, and they beat the Islanders. They're up 2-0 now. This is great. I just need the Mets to pick it up a little bit. All right, Mets, can you pick it up a little bit here, please? Thank you.
Jason, let's see how big of a Knicks fan you are. You ready?
Go ahead.
You have to listen to Tears for Fears for a year. You have to go to 3 concerts and also spend a weekend with them for the Knicks to win a championship. Would you take it?
I got to do it over the course of a whole year. Can I do it all like in a couple of weeks' time?
All in a year.
Well, no, can I do
that? No, it's got to be spread out. This is not
a full
immersion, you know, like ice bath.
I was okay with a lot of that except like spending the whole weekend with
whole
them.
Whole weekend
like,
with them.
Yeah. That's
and it's like a Memorial Day weekend, too.
It's a 4-day weekend.
Yes. And you're all barbecuing.
And all they're going to do is play their music and sing their songs and talk about their songs all the time.
Your favorite ones.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man.
Did you take it?
That's tough. I got to think about it.
Okay.
Let me look at my schedule. Joining us now on the hotline as we get days and hours closer to the NFL draft. Nobody better to preview it with. Longtime NFL insider. Check him out on Odyssey, Washington Post, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfour. It is Jason Lockenfour. What's happening, man?
Wow. That Tears for Fears thing surprises me. You've got major issues with Tears for Fears? I've come to appreciate them more the older I've gotten. Like, you heard Mad World? Like, have you heard, like, the other stuff they put out before, like, Songs from the Big Chair?
No, but here's the thing, is that I'm not the biggest fan. Tyshirt loves them, and he plays their music all the time.
Oh, gotcha.
All the time.
Every single night,
all the time.
You could do a whole lot worse.
Tell him.
I mean, a whole lot worse.
Yeah, but you know what it's like? It's like when we tried to get a dictator out of his house, and we just play the rock music, you know, really loud
for
48 hours straight. Like, that's kind of what it is with Tears for Fears.
Yeah, I've never seen him. I would totally go see Tears for Fears.
All right, can I have Jason Lockenfora go in my place to do some of that stuff?
I'll sign up. I mean, as long within reason, I'm not driving very far or leaving. Like, I don't go very far from my house, so as long as it's within, like, a, I don't know, 75-mile radius. But not that crap hole in Virginia, that Nissan Pavilion that takes 8 hours to get out of there. Jiffy Lube, or whatever they call it. That's within 75 miles, but I don't go there for anything. I didn't even go there for Iron Maiden. I don't know. I had free Maiden tickets there. I'm like, somebody else can use them.
Wow, really?
Well, I saw them at the MCI Center, and they're coming here to the Baltimore CFG Center, whatever it's called, in November. But no, I don't go to that Jiffy Lube for pretty much anything.
All right. Well, or for an oil change, apparently. No. So that's not their
mouth. Like, if Joe Strummer came back from the dead, I would go see that.
That's a pretty big story.
I would show for that. But short of that, not much.
All right, well, before we get into the draft, obviously the biggest story of the day, and this is kind of a, you know, I told my wife that the Broncos traded for Zach Wilson. She said to me, why? The Jets finally move on from Zach Wilson, and I'm stunned because I didn't think they'd be able to trade him for anything. The Broncos are going to split his salary for this year with the Jets, and the Jets get a sixth-round pick. The Broncos get a seventh-round pick. The Zach Wilson era ends in New York, and I say to myself, I get that Sean Payton likes reclamation projects, and I get the, yes, a quarterback-friendly guy, but I'm going, watch the guy play the last few years. I'm stunned that the Jets could even pull a trade off with anybody for this.
Yeah, I don't really think it's given up, I mean, much of anything, right? I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, I guess you could have just waited to pick him up on waivers or whatever, and I'm guessing if they're willing to pay half the salary for giving up almost nothing, then, you know, would they have been willing to pick up the whole thing on waivers? Or if they don't claim him, I don't know that anybody does. So then maybe you just sign him as a street free agent. Yeah, I just kind of think it's much ado about nothing. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's closer to, like, Utah, right? So for him, I guess he's probably excited about that. I don't know. I was going to make a cheap joke.
You were going to say, like, hey, the MILFs in Denver are very excited, right? Yeah, sure.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we can always talk about his mom.
Said it, not me.
There you go. Hey, Jason.
Mile high.
Exactly.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. Hey, the Atlanta Falcons, are they going to get busted for tampering? And since we don't have a lot of drama, could they do it like when instead of, hey, they're on the clock at pick eight, hey, we've stripped them of pick eight?
There are people. Now, again, this league does lend itself to conspiracy theories, but I've had multiple GMs say that they could see that thing coming down, like, you know, eerily close to the draft. I don't know if you could strip them of something that night in real time, you know, but I no one knows except for people at the league office, and I haven't talked to anybody there, but there are definitely personnel guys who think that they, you know, they might make a little example out of them.
So, Jay, when we get close here now where we're hearing all the quarterbacks and all the big mm-hmm. musical chairs, I know you put your quarterback mock draft out. Seeing and try to read the tea leaves the last few days, it seems like there's a bit of a line now drawn between Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and everybody else. And do you see like people backing off the quarterbacks? Maybe it's a smokescreen because it kind of said, okay, well, yeah, Daniels is kind of set to go number two. Now after that, it's McCarthy. It could be Bo Nix. We're thinking maybe one of them slips. Like, do you think that could be happening at some point?
No, I don't think anybody's slipping. I've been hearing from people I know and trust since towards the end of the college football regular season that six of these kids were probably going in the first round, and I'm still inclined to believe it. No, I don't think anybody's backing off of anything. I mean, yeah, I guess, like, if you made me put out a mock draft right now, I would put Jaden Daniels too. And then I would probably go McCarthy 3, and I would go May next. Maybe not at 4. Like, some people are starting to convince me that maybe Arizona just doesn't get enough to move off of 4. And like, I think they could move back to 6 and other places and still get probably any wide receiver they wanted, certainly any two of the three. But maybe they just stay there and you know, take Harrison at 4, and then at 5, you know, I could see the Giants moving up one spot to 5 just to make sure they got Drake May, to make sure nobody jumped them and boxed them out. And then in that scenario, you know, you'd still have the Chargers able to get Joe Alt, any receiver they wanted at 6. So, no, I think certainly 4 going absolutely positively in the top 5. And then after that, if you told me somebody moved up to 7, 8, 9, wherever, and grabbed one, I wouldn't flinch. You've got those 4. And then between Denver, Vegas, and Minnesota, you're telling me there's a chance that more than one of them comes out of Thursday night without a quarterback? Like, I just have a hard time seeing that. So I think all 6 go. I do. And I think all 6 go, you know, in the top 27, 28 picks. I'll say 30 for sure. Like, I think Baltimore at 30, if Bo Nix is still there, somebody wants to go get him. I can't imagine they wouldn't do it. So I think 6 absolutely in the top 30. And, like, if I had to put out a mock right now, I mean, I would have 5 in the top 11 and probably, I mean, I would think about 6 in the, you know, Denver trade down, you know, like the Denver trade down and get Bo Nix somewhere in the 20s. That's sort of what I'm thinking right now.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Check him out. Odyssey, Washington Post, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, or potentially at a Tears for Fears concert, as long as he doesn't have to drive.
It's a mad world. It's a mad world.
See you, buddy. We'll talk to you after the draft.
Boys. See you, Jason.
All right. 4 in the top 5.
Yeah.
4 quarterbacks in the top 5. You know, the thing is, J.J. McCarthy at 3. I said this, we talked about this last week. I still think when it's all said and done, the Patriots are trading out of that pick. And it's a quarterback there at 3, but the Patriots are trading out of it. Someone's going to move up to get there, and the Patriots will trade out of that pick.
Yeah, I don't see why you'd draft a quarterback at that point, unless you've got someone just so far ahead of the others in the evaluation, and you're convinced that Mayo is going to be your guy for years, no matter what, right? If we're building from the ground up here. Otherwise, I'd be building infrastructure. But the curiosity is 4th and 5th, right? I'm doing a thing in Jacksonville where I will pick for the Chargers, and I've already told them, it's like, I'm going to say 2 words. We traded. And then I'm going to hang up. And that's it. We're not actually making a pick at 5.
Okay.
We're trading.
Not going to trade. We're trading up. Trading out.
We're
not,
just trading out.
Not taking that pick. Not doing it. We'll have, you know, listen, I definitely want to get into something with the Chargers as we get closer to the draft, because that team that makes me really nervous about what they're going to do at five. Seriously, it does.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Now that you've jumped on the Knicks bandwagon.
This is where dreams are made of. And that game tonight, woo!
You can only wish you've been a fan as long as I have.
Of the Knicks?
Yeah. Well, of Isaiah Hartenstein in particular.
Hey, he's
ever since he was dominating with the Artland Dragons, dude, in Germany, that was great.
He has been amazing off the bench. And you know, Quentin Grimes tonight was phenomenal. I mean, how people are not talking about him.
Really,
he
is
so good tonight.
The obvious answer to who is the next tag team partner of John Cena.
Now, look, there's a lot to get to with the Knicks and the Sixers, and a final 30 seconds. That's probably the craziest 30 seconds of a game in the NBA this year. The Knicks beat the Sixers. They were down 5 with 27 seconds left to go. Jalen Brunson hits a miracle 3 that bounces off the front of the rim and in. The Sixers turn over the inbounds pass. Dante DiVincenzo hits a 3 to give the Knicks the lead. Maxey gets blocked by Hartenstein. The Knicks hit a couple of free throws. Embiid misses a 3, and the Knicks walk out with a 2-game-to-none lead in this series, and it's insane. And I'm sure fans are in the city right now yelling, "We want Boston! We want Boston!" But let me be serious for a minute. I'm going to give you a "Go New York! Go New York!" There's time.
Now
for
we've
that.
Already had that.
Yeah, there's time for that. Look, it's a great start for the Knicks so far, and it's something to see that the difference between these two teams is one team superstar versus a team's superstar. The Knicks have a better supporting cast than Embiid does. Embiid's got Maxey, and really, that's it. Whereas Brunson says DiVincenzo's going to hit big shots, Josh Hart's going to make big shots, Bogdanovich is going to get hot, Hartenstein's going to make big plays. The Knicks are just deeper, and that's why they're winning this series, because the supporting cast, the Sixers, they don't have it. You saw it tonight, Embiid and Maxey both were 35 points. Everybody else is kind of hanging around going, hey, wow, these guys are pretty good. I'm going to have some nachos.
Well, what's really funny is in the final 30 seconds, 30, you know, whatever, the five-point lead under a minute, is normally on inbounds plays, as soon as there's any bit of contact, referees blowing the whistle thinking it's, hey, they're fouling to extend the game. They didn't do that here. So I think the Sixers had relaxed to some degree, yeah, thinking, all right, they're going to call the foul. Well, they didn't call the foul the first time. And then guess what? Yeah, another inbound attempt. They didn't do it there either.
But the serious thing here is to talk about that. We talked about the supporting cast, and that's what's done it for the Knicks so far, is that they're going nowhere unless Jalen Brunson figures it out. All right? Because first round, they've been better than the Sixers. We'll get to the Sixers part, get to Joel Embiid coming up in a few minutes. But Brunson's been bad. The Sixers have played it differently, of course. It's playoff basketball. Things are different than the regular season. Doesn't have unimpeded pass to the hoop. The Sixers done a great job always having somebody on him, whether it's Oubre or Batum, and making him work for everything. Mm-hmm. He shot horribly tonight. He looked exhausted tonight because, the Sixers are putting pressure on him every single time he's got the ball. He's got to figure it out, right? This is where Jalen Brunson, one of the smartest players in the league, has to figure out, all right, what do I do? If teams are doing this, this is what I'm going to do from now on to make it a little bit better, to open things up so I can still play my game and I can impact the score sheet a little bit more and I can make things easier for my teammates, because I need to be the guy. This is your team. You got to figure it out. It's on him. He's got to say, okay, what am I doing here? I can't just decide to take heat check shots when I'm not making them or I'm exhausted and they're hitting the front of the rim. He's got to figure it out, because when he figures it out on the floor, the Knicks will hit another level, because it's great that they've won with this cast right now, but they're going nowhere if you're relying on DiVincenzo and Josh Hart and Miles McBride to make big plays. I'm whistling through a graveyard if I think the Knicks are going to carry themselves all the way to the finals unless Jalen Brunson's their best player.
You know what? It's the Eastern Conference, though. And what have we talked about all along? Some balance, some definition, and a lot of question marks, except for what Boston brings to the table, right? Cleveland trying to get healthy now, and I pick them to represent in the finals, right? Going away from chalk a little bit. But when we look at where the Knicks are, if you can get this kind of balance and Brunson can be as bad. Look, he still was 6 assists to only 1 turnover. Now, you offset how much is a turnover worth versus another 3 bad shots. You can have that discussion all you want, his 8 of 29 tonight. But you get a victory, and Josh Hart's been fantastic. We've talked about Hartenstein all season long, and DiVincenzo, very unheralded arrival, right? A guy that found himself kind of out of the sorts there in Milwaukee. He's found himself a home and is hitting big shots for you and Tom Thibodeau.
I mean, it's amazing. I love how suddenly, look at what this sporting cast is, but they're going nowhere unless Brunson figures
it out. Yeah, you're still 2-0 and he's been awful.
I know.
You'll be fine.
He's got to figure it out. Coming up next, more on Embiid, what he had to say after, and just what the hell did the Sixers try to do at the end of this game, Fox?
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.